Right now, it is time to welcome our state representative in our 64th district to Robin Hood Radio once again, Maria Horn. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to start my Monday morning off with you.
That's right. Now, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, getting out of the way, are you prepared to put hundreds of thousands of miles on your car?
I am definitely putting hundreds of thousands, lots of miles on my car. It is amazing to me how quickly I have to refill my tank.
It's amazing.
I'm learning all the gas stations along the route and which ones I can get in and out of very quickly.
Now, you were just in Norfolk, were you not?
I was. I had office hours in Norfolk, which was fantastic. We had a good showing. I don't know that I took time. I guess it would be 20 to 30 people who were there. We talked about a whole range of topics, and we even had some trappers who came in and brought their traps to show people how they worked, which I think was really interesting.
All right. And you've been doing these office hours, of course, throughout the district.
I have, yeah. Before the session began, I did a what I call the turbo round of office hours in every single one of the nine towns, just so that I could quickly touch base with people. And, of course, I've also been making the rounds talking to the boards of selectmen and the mayor of Torrington and things like that. And since then, I'm trying to schedule, you know, more thorough advance warning sort of office hours in every town.
All right. Go ahead. You also give a Facebook update. Is that on a weekly basis?
I do. So my ritual is that I, every Friday, and I say Friday afternoon, although sometimes depending on what's happening, that becomes Friday evening, I do a Facebook video. I generally do that by Facebook Live. And I talk about sort of what's going on, and it varies a little bit. Sometimes it's a summary of what's happened this week. Sometimes it's emphasizing particular themes or topics that have come up or questions that people have asked me. It's a whole variety of things. And then I follow that up with, so that's on Facebook, and then I follow that up with a written newsletter that essentially summarizes that video and adds whatever else has happened over the next couple of days and puts, I put the video up on YouTube as well, so that I know there are a lot of constituents who never got on Facebook or got off Facebook in objection to the way they handle themselves. So I want to make that video available for people who don't want to use Facebook as well. So I put that out with the link to the video.
Okay. So once again, the updates from Maria are available on her Facebook page. And if you're on Facebook and you want to know what's going on a weekly basis, you can go to that site and subscribe to that site. But also a YouTube channel. Did you ever think you have your own YouTube channel?
I certainly did not.
All right. Now, one of the things that has come up, and someone wrote me, and I called Maria on this just the other day, that one of the people that wrote to me said that the problem is that of course Brian was always around in the sports on Northwest Corner Chatter, and that they never see your posts on Northwest Corner Chatter. And I said, now I wasn't sure. That's why I called you. I said, I think that Maria is not allowed on that page. That's why you don't see her posts there. And I found out from you that is the case, right?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, you are one of a series of people who reached out to me in increasing numbers in the last few weeks to say, that can't be right. You're not, but it is right. I asked to be given admission to, you know, a site that Brian set up, but it holds itself out as an open forum for political discussion, among other things. And I asked to be admitted to it and have heard nothing. So I am not permitted to post on that site.
All right. So there's lots of ways, people. And we try to contact with you once a month here on Robin Hood Radio. Now, what a session. I mean, you've, of course, the new governor sworn in, but you've got marijuana, you've got tolls. I mean, there's plus the regular operation. There's a lot on the plate.
There is a lot on the plate. I mean, and we have difficult. You know, these conversations are going to be difficult in part because we have serious budget constraints that we're going to have that's a lens we're going to have in front of us all the time. And it's part of the reason that's driving certainly the conversation about marijuana. There are some who, you know, want to legalize it because it could be a fiscal plus for us. As I've said before, I'm a little bit, that doesn't seem to me to be a good reason to legalize, just to cash a check. But given particularly that we're very likely to be about to be surrounded by states who have legalized marijuana, I think it's a fact on the ground that we have to, you know, we're better off, formulating our own policies and regulations about how to handle that situation than we are just sitting back and, you know, putting our fingers in our ears.
I happen to be a supporter of that legislation, but I also have to be, I happen to be, I think, and I've been, people look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm a big supporter of tolls on our roads simply because I go into New York City a lot because I still get therapy on my feet and everything like from my surgery. And I appreciate paying the tolls so I can get into New York on roads that are maintained by those tolls and feel somewhat safe on them. And I go over bridges like the George Washington Bridge and things like that that have a massive tolls, and the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, which are smaller tolls, but those tolls go to maintain, and for too long, Connecticut has not had the people that come through this state, which pass through, we're a pass-through state, pay their share of helping keep our roads under control. And so, you know, I, not every road, but I think that there's a lot of roads that, that should be tolled in Connecticut because we should receive some revenue to help support and maintain those roads.
Well, I agree with you, Marshall. It is a tough topic, and I do hear from a lot of people about that. And I know, in particular, my Republican colleagues are having a interestingly, they bill it as a come in here both sides, but no Democrats were invited to participate in their forum tonight on tolls. But it is the state of our infrastructure is it's dragging down our economy, and it is unsafe. And as you suggest, at the moment, we're all paying for it, you know, ourselves. And, you know, people who drive through the state don't pay. So I had a colleague who analogized the various proposals to, you know, if you had a broken refrigerator, you had a choice between having, you know, paying for, you know, fixing it partly yourself, about, you know, 60% yourself and 40% your neighbors are going to chip in and help you pay for it, or telling your kids they're going to have to pay for 150% of the cost. Because There's broad agreement that we have to repair our infrastructure. It's just a question of how we pay for it, and tolls are a way to pay for it now, and that rightly, you know, are a usage fee, and they make sure that people who are traveling through our state and using putting costs on our roads and are actually paying for the service that we're providing them.
You know, And when people, and I have a lot of friends that tell me I'm crazy, but I just say the only stipulation I would put on this toll is that they can't go into the general fund. Those tolls would have to go into directly funding our roads and our safety and our improvements that we need to fund.
And that is the way they work, Marshall. You're correct about that. In fact, it's important to note also here, given all the hyperbole about this, that the governor's proposal, which is the one we're all working off of, proposes about 50-odd gantries, and that does not include the northwest corner. It includes just, you know, the major roads, major highways in Connecticut.
I never hear my friends who complain to me about tolls complain when they go on a trip and they pay tolls when they're driving down to Florida. I have never heard anybody complain about that. And it's because they need that revenue from the pass-through people to help maintain those roads. It's a simple matter-of-fact equation to me. What are the other main topics in the next couple of minutes that you would like to cover?
Well, we had also a big meeting the other night about minimum wage, a public hearing on that, and various proposals to phase it in over time, and exemptions for young workers. And we had a lot of testimony on that. In fact, I had a constituent come in and testify against the minimum wage because he feared what it would do to his business, and sat through the hearing and listened to all the testimony. And we had a conversation afterwards, and he said, you know, I've changed my mind. Given what I just heard about, you know, what this means to working people, I'm still concerned about how it's going to affect my business, and I'd like to have a longer period to phase it in, but I get it. And I do think it's one of those topics that we have to make sure that we listen to everyone. We pay attention to how it's going to affect businesses and workers. And as I, you know, as we're doing things like the minimum wage and paid family leave, for example, I also am making sure that we focus on things that can help small businesses with their other costs, for example, healthcare costs. And there are some interesting proposals right out there right now, for example, to create a public option in Connecticut that could allow small businesses to buy into the state employee health plan, which I think would be really helpful to help them curb some crippling costs.
All right, the public option. That is something that was not on the table only in Connecticut, but also on a nationwide basis. Well, it's obviously a very hectic Connecticut, not in the best shape of all states in the union. But I give you credit for running and for now getting in there and fighting the good fight for us. And we're going to try to keep up with you on a monthly basis here on the radio. But once again, if people are looking for information for you, they can get it at your Facebook page. They can get it on your YouTube channel. They can also... If once they go to your, I would figure if they go to your page, you have a subscribe button or anything like that?
Yes. What you do, for example, to get the email newsletter that I send out at least once a week, and then when other occasions call for it, go to my website, which is housedems/horn, and you will be able to sign up for my email newsletter.
Maria, Maria, by the way, is already in Hartford, folks.
I am. My day started at 4 this morning.
Well, welcome to the club.
Exactly. I did think Marshall will not be impressed that I was up at 4.
Hey, Maria, thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Take care. Maria Horn, our state representative for the 64th District, and we are going to have her reporting to us on a monthly basis here on Robin Hood Radio.